Welcome, everybody. I am honored to be here with an amazing chiropractor, an amazing person, a friend, a colleague, Dr. Donald Epstein. Donnie, great to see you, buddy.
It's great to be seen by you and by everyone.
Yeah. Hey, I am super excited for this interview and also super excited for what's coming up. For those of you out there watching this that don't know, because you might be living under a rock somewhere, and I wouldn't hold that against you, that Mile High is coming up, Mile High 9, and Donnie Epstein is going to be speaking and giving some of his gifts. So that date for that event is September 23rd through the 25th. And Donnie, I think you're going to do a you're going to do a special, actually 23rd to the 26th, and you're going to do a special event at the end of that. So make sure we remember to touch upon that. But everyone, if you have not registered, registered, it's milehighchiro.org. So Donnie, what are some of the gifts that you are excited about sharing at Mile High?
Okay, well, one of the things is when someone practices a technique, okay, they say the art is for that technique. And the chiropractor and the chiropractor students excited, how do I give a better adjustment? How do I do that? How do I plant my hand inferior, superior, upside down, inside out? What do I do there? Is it above, down, inside out, or is it down, up, or whatever? Oh, there.
Your left, I'm getting hand, stressed. Right. I feel like I'm back
left,
in school.
Left hand, right hand. This, no. Okay. Okay. That's not the art of chiropractic. That's the art of technique. The art of chiropractic starts with what is your vision for the person? What's the biggest gift you give? And I'm mentioning this as a chiropractic master. You know, I've worked with taking care of probably 250,000 people, about 70,000 people, almost 100,000 people actually, our transformational events alone. And I've been around the block a few times. For those people in Texas, it ain't my first rodeo. So what I'd like to, and I probably taught, and my assistant taught probably 10,000 chiropractors over the past four decades. And the magic, the real magic is the art. Mm. And the art is not just how to adjust. The art is first, why are you doing this? Because you must know the why. What's the biggest service you give to humanity? And it goes back to the chiropractic philosophy. And is your art consistent with the philosophy? The science is your application. What's the purpose of your application? The art will really be based upon what objective you really have and the model you're coming from. So are you looking to take care of somebody to restore them to where they were before? Your art will be different. Mm-hmm. Are you looking to make them more comfortable first? Your art will be more different. And your art of communication will be different. Your art of beingness will be different. Mm-hmm. Are you looking to bring it to where they've never been before in a higher order? If then, your art has to be different, the way you palpate has to be different, what you sense. What comes first? Is the outcome for humanity? Is the outcome for the individual? Mm. Is the outcome for your practice? Which is it? You know, I was asked, no, you don't know, but you will now, okay? I was asked about 3 years ago to see if I could attend to an icon in corporate world. He sold a business for billions of dollars and he developed some things that have never happened before, really changed some commerce and e-commerce. And they said, before I find out, how could I help him personally or potentially professionally, because I have the chiropractic application based upon studying how living systems self-organize, how the innate intelligence is in the plural. Each one organizes a different way, a different sensory motor strategy, a different mathematical signature for how it takes energy information and manifests, okay? So I've developed in other areas also. So by doing that, when I come back into chiropractic, I have more depth of human experiences looking at that. When he said, how can we help? So I said, well, I do. What would you like to know? This before you meet with him, I'd like you to read three books. Last year, his book to one people read was Comparative Religion and Spirituality. Before that, it was Comparative Philosophies. This is a mega businessman. And the books were on systems theory. And I've been studying systems theory in all different ways, from early chiropractic when I wanted to see how to see two line up over sacrum. All the chiropractic analysis systems, whether it be SOT, whether it be Gonstead, whether it be cervical specific, all the methods were systems of, for look at the whole system and how does the application locally affect globally and vice versa, which is not taught in school, but was the base of all of chiropractic when I studied. Mm-hmm. So systems theory, look at that. And where in the system do you have to intervene? It's very rarely where a symptom is. You have to intervene where you have greatest access, not where you have to compete with it. Again, your model will affect the application. But there are three parts to any systems theory. And this is applied to business. And I was, wow, it just reminded me of this. Three elements of a system, the parts, how they interact, and the purpose of the system. Remember, get the bigger idea, all follows. So if you change the part itself, the whole system doesn't change. You don't interact. You get just another player in the soap opera of life. It's just like you could fire someone who's been an office assistant to fire a patient. You can have someone else fulfill that same cultural way. Another person will replace it. You fire everyone, and the same patterns still occur. Okay, there. Then you have the parts interact. You change the way they interact, and that's where the nerve system comes in. If you change the way they interact and coordinate, well, then what happens is the parts themselves transform. That's what we're counting on with the chiropractic adjustment. The third part of a system is the purpose of the system, the mission of the system, the why. If you change the why, the way the parts interact change and the parts themselves change. That's where you get the big idea. Well, as follows, the art starts with your why.
Donnie, you've really touched on some things that I think, you know, a good...
Wait, just pause for a second.
Easily.
Are you hearing the banging in the background here?
Nope. Can hear you very clearly.
Okay. All right.
Great. Thanks for checking in on that.
Okay.
So Donnie, you're quite, you know, I see that some of the things that you're touching on are a bit of a bridging of gaps for people. So a couple things. We had this thing called chiropractic education. And then there's this whole nother level of learning and developing that starts actually once you complete all that. And there's also what you're offering as a bigger playground is really for all of us to take a moment and see what is our system doing or not doing. Are we congruent with that? And that once we get that clear, that's going to really show up in our technique, in that art form that we do.
In the way you touch the person, and what you know, you studied network years ago with me there, and what, 20 years ago, right?
Yeah, so, easily. Yeah. Okay,
at least 20, 25. And I said something, and I say things, I'm a pragmatic spirit, spirituality. I mean, that's what chiropractic is. It's pragmatic spirituality in the way you apply it achieves it, okay? And I say, do you apply, match the force? Not more than the body's giving, not less than that. But matching the force is really matching the presence of a person, matching the person, because it's the person we're adjusting, not the spine. It's destinies we're adjusting. And how do you know that? After enough track records, you get to see that. You really look at that, and the art is different. So the way what you consider is important is different. Okay. So is it the atlas that's different to your technique? Is it the sacrum? Gee, what happened? I got Atlas to move. Okay, that's nice, but that is a strategy. What is the objective? And that was really driven home by Patrick Temple and Chris Kent years ago to me, and over in these discussions, what's the objective? Strategy, objective is to adjust the person. Was that the objective? What is innate to the adjusting? If what is the objective? To me, the objective is to liberate a person to self-organizing intelligence of creation. That's it. And to see that indeed it has happened. Is there more coherence? Is there greater beingness? How does that show up in the spinal integrity subsystems, the way the body organizes, the muscles, the interaction with the verbally and distant, and how does it relax to the nervous system? Is the spinal cord appear to moving up and down the neural canal effectively? How does that show up in the person's perception, the behavior of the body, the structure? How is the gestalt of it happening? Because we intervene in the exact interface between how a person experiences the world, how they manifest, how they impact, And health is the aspect of that. You know, what is health again? And the question is, what about health in the physical, emotional, mental, social interaction? Studies show that men, for example, who are out of work for back pain, the number one factor of all of that is nothing to do with the structure of the body per se, or whether they have a disc lesion or they have an inflammation or something of that nature. It has to do with money problems at work. It's all about the person's life they're living. When they're living inconsistent with their innate nature, educated mind takes over, inhibits, then it's going to show up. All symptoms and all pain is really about the body trying to downsize your life so you could have more available energy to reorganize with the universal forces. The most brilliant thing ever, what B.J. Palmer talked about, was the mental impulse, that it's not a nerve impulse. Mm. So when you recognize that, there's something totally different. And when I used to teach, I would start with SOT teaches this, upper cervical teaches this, Logan Basic teaches this, applied kinesiology teaches this, Tom's internal point techniques is, and I look to see what is similar in what all techniques have. What are the similarities? What are the differences both? Hmm. And they're all approaches to achieve something, but then we get so involved in wanting to balance the graph or get the spine to align a certain way, or the legs even. Those are all indicators of something. What about the person? Anyone successful in practice, people come first. Hmm. Healing comes second. Chiropractic comes third. Mm. And your method or technique comes fourth. Today's world, people don't want to hear why. They really don't care about your chiropractic. They really don't. Right. They don't care about your technique with the PR. They're going to say that because you gave meaning to it. They care about, how can I show up more in life? How can I be more resourceful? How can my life make a difference? How can I know that what I'm doing is impacting others? When they can't do that, they focus on smaller things. And remember, D.D. Palmer said chiropractic is founded upon tone. And tone is a universal vibration in everything. And this universal vibration, the hottest topic in neuroscience, and I'm telling you, the neuroscience journals, quantum neurology, neuroscience is consciousness.
Right.
Consciousness is expression. Get this, and this is what the major journals are talking about, that there's a vibrational wisdom in the universe. It's acoustic waves, vibrational waves that set things into motion, that all matter happens. And somehow the nervous system translates that vibrational wave into the nervous system as perceptions and experiences. And the person's experience is sacred. And the experience is dependent upon how much energy is available for that organizing central nervous system to be able to give meaning or manifest. That's what they're talking about. And information, everything is information. Information needs energy to self-organize it. Hello, China, life and chiropractic. And that the limitation is how much available energy there is, which is called coherence, to self-organize. Mm. They also, BJ was really clear that the step break in chiropractic is not philosophical. It's based upon, are you looking to normalize efferent nerve impulses, or are you looking to instead to enhance a mental impulse, which is the quality of a multidimensional non-local intelligence, which is the basis of current neuroscience. I mean, really current neuroscience. Mm. And guess what they're saying? Frequency and trained neural oscillators is what creates consciousness. The major journal, what I've been talking about, my methods have been based upon. Hmm. And they also say the nerve impulse is not the real thing. It's a vibrational wave called an acoustic wave. If you sit between two speakers at a rock concert, you feel the pulsation of that. And that's what consciousness starts with. Hmm. So what we're having is, and I really believe that chiropractic really belong more in a conscious discipline than a healthcare discipline. Health is one aspect of consciousness. Hmm. And when your why gets that way, your technique has to be different. You have to approach the person differently. Mm. And then D.D. Palmer said chiropractic is associated with tone. If you alter this neuroskeleton, and that's not about just the skeleton, neuro, that's the spinal integrity systems. That is the spinal cord and nerves. You alter or stretch, you alter the vibration of those nerves. Therefore, you alter the information that can be passed through the nerves. Therefore, you alter the morphology of the cells and the morphology of someone's life. Mm. That's the principle. You know, if you look at that, you're going to see technique differently. You're going to see your art of communication differently. You're going to see that. And if you see that, what's the person talking about? It's a shift in their perception. It's a shift in the behavior, structure of the spine of their life.
Mm.
When you start looking at that, somehow I could promise you that big idea changes everything, how you see, how you apply your force, and when enough is enough. God created the world and said, at the end of the day, he said, and it was good. In today's term, it'd be fucking great. And it was good. That means freaking leave it alone. It's good. Mm. Let it do its thing.
Donnie, you are touching on some things here. This is really fantastic. And you've been around.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Amen to that. You've been around, as you said, not your first rodeo. And there's what I like about the things you're saying is that there's a variety of depth and that it's not all new. You're actually saying it in a way that is from the roots of chiropractic, the depths of DD, the depths of BJ, and there was quite a wide range. So as being a leader in our profession for so many years, and we and you know how we have these three-legged stool in chiropractic, the science, the philosophy, the art, and we get to use them all. What are some things that you are seeing that could help people keep a balance or be able to tap into all three of these things? I think, and I'm concerned that people think they have to be in one camp or the other.
Yeah. Well, you know, generally they speak, many of the chiropractors, I know historically, you know, I may be more out of touch now than I was years ago there because I'm involved in, I wear many hats, so to speak. Then the, I think one of the key things, two things is one, is that chiropractors learn a different level of neuroscience, not just the brain cell to tissue cell. They learn how information processing system. We look to upgrade that processing system. You can't solve the problems of the world with a primate neural network, okay, there.
Okay.
And if you were to upgrade the system, it's really been upgraded. So I think the first thing to do is to start understanding some of the modern concepts on that. Start understanding how do systems change.
Mm.
And that's been my gig with the research we've done, the research years ago and what type of self-reported change do people have. 12 or 14 different college universities have actually studied self-organization nervous systems, which we have. And we believe we have now the mathematical signature of each of the subsets of the intelligence. And there are patents that have been applied for the university, college universities on new measures basically upgrade the nervous system as a new standard. Once you start seeing how the nervous system functions, really starts functioning in conjunction with the field around the body, how consciousness itself expresses itself, then somehow the science and the plus and are start blending together.
Mm.
The challenge is people are looking at reductionistic models of science, things that have been rejected in medicine years later to try to be like that. And they've missed the boat. So there's science in your art. There's art in your science. There's a philosophy to science. So, for example, if your view of the world is that I want to fix something, then you're going to be chasing after things to constantly fix. Or are you trying to advance? And if you're trying to advance, is it being advanced? And how do you know that? So it goes back to the why. What is the system you're really interacting with? I'm looking to move a vertebra. Well, is it really the vertebra being moved that's really challenged? B.J. Palmer dismissed that in the 1920s when he said there's two types of nerve pressure, one at the IVF with the vertebra misaligned. And he tried to dispel that by having osteological as people's spines curved in all different ways and say, even if it's misaligned, that might be adaptive. And the second was the multiple cord tensions, which consists of adverse spinal cord tension, models chiropractic, like his spinal stressology spoke about that. That's what biophysics talks about. Other areas talk about those types of spinal cord tension patterns. And those are two different systems. They're all correct, but if the spinal cord is more an afferent signal, if there's afferent differentiation, if the brain is receiving the wrong signal, it's going to afferent results going to be the same. So really, what are you looking at? So the idea here is they'd say, well, the people talk philosophy, my experience may not be now, is many of those the technique tends to be a fishing stone and it will handle it. Okay, well, that's really true. But a preacher comes over to Farmer Jones and says, it's a wonderful God and you and the Lord have. And Farmer Jones says, it is. He used to see when the Lord had it all by himself. Okay. So, you know, we have to realize that, you know, we're not controlling the wind, but we must adjust the sails. We have to know we serve the wind. Mm. We serve that force that organizes and get to know it intimately. When you palpate somebody, know when the energy is flowing, know what it means. Get to know it as an experience, not as a concept. Mm. So then you have the chiropractors called the science, they have the science. But what model of science are they doing? Reductionistic, vitalistic. But part of vitalism says you can never prove it. So you already missed the whole point. Why bother? Is it holistic? Well, holistic usually means medicine. Is it evidence-based? Evidence-based means which evidence you're looking for. Only the evidence allows you to merge. So if you are looking at what model of reality do you see, do you think the physical reality is the main thing? One of the biggest things DD and BJ brought forth, and DD is a magnetic healer, is that the physical world is a manifestation of other forces. And the more effective the nervous system is, without altered tension, that alters the morphology of the mind, the body and spirit, etc., then the more you get to have experience of that. Mm. So, and then you have the people who are the artists, who are great, but they don't want to look at the science. Mm. And every one of them falls short, because the depth is that we are all of that. And the greatest threat to what has happened to chiropractic fashion is someone such as myself, and perhaps many of you, who realize that all three are essential and integral. Mm. Because it's they could say, well, you're a philosophical chiropractor. No, I am a chiropractic pragmatist, and what comes forth is the person's healing, the cult, and a person's healing, the cultural healing, the political, economic system. Every system is to be healed. We don't see the world as it is, we see it as we are. That's the way you have to look chiropractic. That, yes, you're right, and you're right, and everyone's right at some time. Mm. If you have a watch that's broken, it always at the wrong time. If you have a watch that's off, that's 1 minute or a second off, it's always wrong. If the battery is dead and it's broken, it's right twice a day, but you have to figure out when it's right. Yeah. So I'd say find a way to say yes and. Mm-hmm. And before you have a conversation with a chiropractor, you want to learn what technique you use, why you do it. Mm. And please, chiropractic, the art of chiropractic is an art of human intimacy. Mm. First.
Mm. Donnie, you've given us some serious gems today. Thank you so much.
Hopefully not serious, but significant.
Yeah, that's true. And just what you've given to the profession, I'm so appreciative. And I also appreciate about you is you are a stretcher of ideas. I think that our profession needs that so it can continue growing. What would you say to anyone who has not been to Mile High and should go, or they're kind of on the fence, like, I don't know if I should go to Mile High. What do you see that it, besides you're going to go into depth with these things, but the whole event, what's the value there?
Okay, well, a question was asked to me by Reggie Gold, by Dalton after the people, some of my teachers, by Tom Whitehorn. Okay, those years ago. Okay, they asked me this. Okay, they said, if chiropractic as a system based upon the laws of how life organizes is to survive, and you were the last chiropractor, would it survive? And then I said, that's not enough. Would it grow? And I took that and I said, because Donnie Epson's alive, not only chiropractic will survive, it'll grow. And my feeling is I am not committed to chiropractic per se. I am committed to the principle for which chiropractic is a strategy in fulfilling in any form or any way. And as long as there's still availability of chiropractors to practice chiropractic consistent with these universal truths, which is the biggest possible shift in human destiny, then I not only can see it survive. Chiropractic's been survival too long. That's when you're in survival, you downsize. You go for the illusion of certainty. So what I say is this, if you want to see a chiropractor now survives, but the heart and soul of it grows, you must be a Mile High. Mm. And you know, if it comes down to a time that will come that I'm not teaching anymore, and Danny's not doing it, and other people are going to do it, it's up to you, each of us, to decide. And, you know, in Germany, they said, you know, they came for the Jews, I wasn't Jewish. They came for the Catholics, I wasn't that. They came for homosexuals, I wasn't that. And soon there was no one to protect me. We are at this critical junction, not of chiropractic, in the world, of what is true and real and of value. And it's being silenced all around. And this is not about your practice. This is about why you're here on earth. And I believe you were chosen. I know many people say that, but you know if you were. You know if you were. And you're responsible for that. With a shift in humanity, where there's going to be this collapse of every economic, political, social system, with the ability of those who want to use educated mind to control everything that's going on in the world. And we have an answer. With each person we take care of, we liberate that innate spirit. And I mean it's real. It can be measured what happens. And that's what the world is requiring for tipping point. You're more important than ever. And it is a gathering. It is a gathering of people to be who want to give more, to share more, they know this more. They know there's an intangible in the world. They know chiropractic deals with this intangible and manifests it just like the mental impulse. See, that's the place you connect to the mental impulse, that place in chiropractic. And right now, what Danny and Rochelle are doing is extraordinary. And Danny said to me, I want to take what you know about chiropractic, what inspires you, and I want to open chiropractic so it's not just a rah-rah, we feel good about things. We feel good about, good, great, I go back to the office and practice the same. That we could really be the agents of change when necessary. But to do that, you must be in the system and drawing your force from something beyond the system we have now. Actually help create a future. So I would say if there's even part of you that knows this more than you're being told in the world, there's a basic truth that affects all of life that has to be expressed more. That's not about your circumstance. But it's not about losing a resource and gaining it. It's about being more resourceful to humanity. How one nerve system connects to everything else. I will tell you, you have no choice but to be there. When you realize you have no choice, you have freedom.
Amen to that. Donnie, thank you again. So, hey, everybody, you heard it. And you should register if you have not registered. You can do that at milehighchiro.org.
And on the I believe a Sunday program, I have a special program, not part of Mile High.
Yes.
And it's basically, in simple words, everything you wanted to know about chiropractic, science, art, philosophy, communication, but had no one to ask about. And this is not technique specific, it's not about network, because again, that's the form. It's about what objective you are. With that, how do you go about things? I can answer questions on how to be more effective at technique, communication, philosophy, healing, science, any aspect of it, I could help link it. It's a day where it's Ask Donnie. So you know, people who are last year said it was the most extraordinary event they ever had because it transcends all the boxes.
Right.
It's how to show up for people as an educator, as a teacher, as a scientist, a philosopher, and as a soul, using chiropractic as your tool for change in the world. And I will tell you, I have more resources than you can imagine. I have more resourcefulness. I am tapped into something very few else are tapped into, could articulate and communicate it. And this event is based upon what you ask. Most of the things I don't have answers for, I have such answers, but still part of me, I haven't articulated, maybe never articulated, but as you ask the question, I'll be there. So this is an event that it is experience an event, a day with me, teaching you all the stuff that basically is the artifacts. It doesn't fall into any one thing, but changes everything. It's when I stopped eating meat and animals, 1987. I would go to a mitzvah, part of my tribe, you know, that type of thing, or I go to a wedding. I would take the artifacts. I would take the lettuce or the I would take the parsley, the garnish they had, because there was nothing those days for it. And I said, give me your artifacts and I'll build a future for you.
I love it. It sounds like your program is going to be a bit of an approach of like mastery and how to take that in a masterful place, create more resource out in the world and make bigger impact.
And that's what you're really here for, to know you make an impact. And know that your impact goes beyond technique. Technique is a means of achieving it. I'm not a technique guy, but I developed techniques, a technique to start achieving that that's not happened consistently before. And I could demonstrate we have that. And it's not about that. How do you think in a way? And how is your art consistent with that? Bless you.
That's fantastic. All right, milehighcairo.org. You can register for Mile High and Donnie's one-day program, September 23rd through the 26th. We'll see you there. It's at the Denver Westminster Marriott. And love to you all, and we'll hope to see you there. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. Donnie, such a great treat to be with you. I feel the love, and I will take you up on that suggestion. I can feel the value there. Thank you, buddy. Got it.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Rochelle.